And now, coming to you live from the John Wilkes recording booth in lovely Richmond, Virginia, it's the Stonewall Jackson 5. Okay, welcome to the Stonewall Jackson 5. I'm ZP. Once again, we've got the other three co-hosts, Flip.
Yo.
Kaiser.
Hey, hey.
Tubby.
Hi, motherfucker.
And we have our guest, community member, Mario Loves Anita.
Hello there.
Huh?
He really does.
So...
y'all gonna have to tell me the reference later, because I don't
Okay, we're going to start out, I guess, just talking about anything that's been going on. It's been a little bit longer between episodes than it was between the first and second, so anybody
holidays.
Been doing anything spectacular other than eating turkey?
Yeah, steaks. Fuck turkey.
That's not what pilgrims ate.
That's disrespectful to a delicious turkey.
That's just not what pilgrims ate.
You only say that after you slop like a pound of gravy on
You're not even an American, are you?
Nah, I don't fuck with gravy on my turkey, man.
Man, you gotta
get the straight dart meat then, because that white meat's dry as shit.
I mean, that's what any bird is.
but white meat
is my favorite, though.
a pitcher Flip just stabbing the shit out of there, like, oh, 200 years, fuck you. Fucking,
200
you gotta
years
do your turkey right, and you won't need the gravy on it.
I agree.
I've had turkey fried, I've had it every different way, and it needs something on it.
I'm telling you, man, you do the fucking, the orange and the fucking, all the shit, and...
I haven't had it done that way, okay.
You guys got the wrong guest. You should have got Erde in here. He can teach you how to cook a wet, juicy bird.
I asked for things other than eating turkey, but, I mean, we can go down
Fuck
that
you,
road.
We're going to talk about turkey. Shit, I had in-laws in and played some video games and then went back to work. That's pretty much it, man. I had a boring Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean... Did the family thing, and then I went hunting, and then that was about it.
I download a lot of pornography off of Motherless. Don't tell Gatsby.
Yeah, freaking, I went to Black Friday after the event, like at 11 o'clock the next day, and got like all the dollar movies that were still left. That Walmart's going to be trying to get rid of for the next year.
The $4 movies that were now a buck.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you enjoying the Twilight series, or?
Ugh.
Hey, Pacific Rim was awesome. My daughter even asked to watch it now.
Pacific Rim job.
Come on, son.
I'm glad that your daughter is starting to show an interest in large, gigantic Japanese robots at a young age.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's exactly what she said.
Let her know when she gets older, you know. I can hook her up with a good shit.
Oh, she's like, shit. Daddy, I want to watch the big robot movie.
Were you just like, go to your room?
No, right I was now. Like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Nah, that's some stuff. Awesome
that's,
shit.
That's the first step, and you know, in a few years' time, she'll be playing Yakuza.
Oh, yeah.
It's just downhill from there.
Fuck that, she'll be in the Yakuza, knowing her ass.
Yeah, your dog's kind of crazy and retarded. I'm not sure if
the large Texas that. Yakuza contingent.
she's starting a new chapter.
You gotta go to East Texas.
It's an army of one.
Yeah. She's gonna take on Chinatown on her own.
Honestly, no offense, used to be, but your kid looks like she's gonna be like an Amazon, but not like a cute Amazon, like a China Amazon, you know.
I don't.
What's a China Amazon?
Exactly.
You know, China the wrestler.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you know the one with a big clitoris that looks like a little dick. I don't know. I know that.
We get anime references and wrestling references
in less than a minute. What's good?
Well, I did get her some dumbbells and a kettlebell that she likes to swing, so she might.
Yeah,
she's
China.
Kind of
China's
mean.
Pretty rough, man. But she,
yeah,
she is.
So is Lily. She's got that rough face.
Come on, come on, son. Jesus Christ, this guy.
I could see Lily just chewing through a freaking crowbar. I don't know. That kid's gonna have a fucked up life, I think.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be entertaining to everyone else watching. That's just my thought. You know, what do I know? I'm just a guy.
Well, speaking of Lily, and Rev's fixation on young girls. Tubby's been watching Barbie recently, and he recommends it. I watched a little bit of it.
What'd you think?
Because I wanted to be prepared.
Oh.
I was disappointed Michael Keaton wasn't back as Ken.
Yeah, I was actually surprised how good Barmy's Dream House is, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Why is this good? This should never be good. This should be terrible. But it wasn't. Maybe that's why I think it's good, because it wasn't terrible.
Well, I mean, it's pretty, like, blatant that it is. I mean, of course it's a commercial to sell Barbies, but, like, they're like, here's my giant Barbie head that you can do makeup on, and buy this for your kids. And...
Is that the message?
I'm never going to forget this, FYI.
That was the message I saw, was here's all the different outfits I have that you can buy for your kids.
Oh.
And Tubby's fallen into that advertising.
You just told me that you love watching Barbie. I'm never going to let that go, just FYI.
Well, RuPaul's Drag Race is done with. I needed something else.
I totally believe that Tubby will watch that shit.
I have watched that shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Lily's retarded. What is she, like 10, but she's still watching, like...
Come on, son.
She still speaks on, like, a fourth grade reading level?
Please.
Something like that? I don't know.
She could outright you now, Mr. Knight.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that, sir. With all due respect. My kid can barely form a sentence.
So what happens when...
ZP happy birthday doo-doo yesterday.
That's close.
Appropriate.
That's close. You're almost there, girl. Just a few more years.
He's counting it down. He's counting it down.
Like, what is the age of consent in Texas? Is Rev going to be, like, living with you soon?
It's 17, I know, but we might relocate to Hawaii where it's from.
Oh, damn. Geez, I was going to say Canada, but you got me beat.
This is a
bad... Yeah, you know, I like Hawaii.
This is bad.
It's like waiting outside of her school.
This is so bad.
Well, you know, the great thing, though, is that, you know, because she's so slow, she can't tell anybody.
Son.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I guess
he's trying to get me to lash out like every day. It ain't gonna happen.
No, I see. You're fucking... You're
well, hold on.
The epitome of fucking Zen right now.
He don't lash out that much. Erday's kind of cool, though.
But, so when you watch a Barbie by yourself, are you drinking turkey at the same time? Or...
Well, I've never actually watched it by myself. But...
Don't fucking lie.
I'm not, man. I'm serious. I never watched it by myself. My wife has said that she's excited for new episodes when they come out, and I've agreed with her, but we've never actually watched them without Lily.
Because you feel too much shame.
No, it's just other stuff we'd rather watch instead, but if we have to watch a kid's show, we're definitely picking Barbie.
What's the tier list?
Ooh, well, we're all based on Netflix. We don't have cable. If we had cable, it'd be SpongeBob first at all times. But
wow,
see, that's where you fucked up, because you should get Hulu Plus and make Lily watch samurai movies, because Hulu has a great selection of samurai movies.
Hulu,
Hulu, Hulu, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't think samurai movies would be too good for her.
Why not?
Already somehow she got this slicing throat simulation from somewhere. She'll come up to you and use her finger as a sword and potentially slicing your throat.
Oh, yeah. I wonder where she got that from.
I don't know where she got that from.
I'm sure she's been playing Fruit Ninja.
I was like, where did you learn this?
Watch out, man. You'll wake up and she'll be standing over you with a knife and shit.
It's not like there's like a taunt in Dark Souls like that at all. No,
there's not.
Yeah, there's... what are we talking about? I've seen that shit.
There's taunting in Dark Souls?
Yeah, they got those little emoticons or whatever. Little emotes that you little girls love.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out, Toby, though. I'm telling you. That happened to my niece did that. They
To you?
To my brother-in-law. Like, they were letting her watch, and she was little at the time. This was probably about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And they were letting her watch the fucking Chronicles of Narnia. And then... my brother-in-law was, like, taking a nap, and he woke up, and she was standing over him with a knife going, I'm going to blood you, Daddy.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, fuck that.
What is that, like, something that happens in the Chronicles of Narnia?
I thought the Jesus lion gets blooded. I thought he just got murked.
Yeah, the lion gets, like, stabbed or something. I've never seen him, but I guess the lion gets stabbed.
You know you've seen that shit.
I've seen it. I just don't remember.
I've seen
it.
Yeah, I don't remember that part either.
I know the lion dies.
I bet he remembered that part. God damn.
Yeah, so...
I mean, the lion dies in the book that came out like 4,000 years ago, so...
Spoiler. Yeah, but he comes back because he's Jesus.
So, we got Barbie and we got Chronicles of Narnia. Do you guys watch anything over PG?
We're getting to that. We're getting in.
Chronicles of Narnia is TV 14.
Oh, my bad.
Right.
Oh, word?
Right.
Oh, word?
Google faster than me. Good shit, Flip.
I'm assuming this came from Kaiser, but it could have been Flip. I don't know. But The Stand?
It was Kaiser.
Who want Kaiser, you want to fill us in on what's going on there with that book to movie?
Apparently they're going to make the fucking Stand, which I absolutely know nothing about. But
why did you pick it? I was like, damn, I'm not gonna know shit about this.
Well,
I know that it, I, mean, I know that it had Gary Sinise and Dauber from Coach was a retarded guy.
That wasn't The Stand. Was that The Stand? Because I remember that one.
Yeah, so, that was The Stand.
Oh, okay. Then I've seen that one because he's fucking. Because Dauber was like, MOON, moon is whatever. And he's fucking retarded. But,
that was a great fucking portrayal.
Yeah, you like that?
Get your Oscar knobs in.
You like that? But, yeah, Hanks. I guess they're making it into like a four fucking movie, like.
Movie?
Quadrology? I don't know.
Wasn't it already like a two-part miniseries previously? Because I watched one part and I couldn't fucking stand that shit.
It was
a
miniseries on TV.
It was a miniseries, yeah. And,
I know Ben Affleck was, like, working on making a movie version, but then he fucked off to be Batman.
Well, I don't think just leave Stephen King shit alone. It hasn't been good in years. I mean, just
that's just, like, your opinion?
I don't know. I guess it's been on every other medium, because I think they made, like, a fucking game series from it, too. And I know they have comics.
So
well, I just, yeah.
It's not the only one though. They're making like
they're doing the, it. They're
it
doing,
again, yeah.
Are they going to change the ending for being remaking, a giant fucking spider? Because that's the only thing that'll save it.
They're doing a two-parter for it with Cary Fukunaga.
I was about to say, you know who's fucking directing it? Though.
The dude who did True Detective, right? The director.
Oh,
I mean
the director.
I think it was the cinematographer, right? Oh no, he wasn't the director.
No, the director.
Yeah.
Well, if it ain't the writer, I don't care.
Nah, well, the fucking direction of that shit plays a big ass part too.
Come on, that
yeah,
fucking...
but unless they change that spider scene, I give no fucks.
He said, what I read on it was that he was going to make it closer to the book and make it not as cheesy as every fucking Stephen King miniseries that had ever been made.
And the first movie was supposed to, like, focus on the kids, and
yeah,
the second
exactly.
one is adults.
Yeah. Right, yeah. right.
I remember watching that as a kid and thinking it was amazing. I tried to go back and watch it as an adult. I was like, holy shit, this is terrible.
I've actually never seen that movie.
It's very TV quality when you really watch it as an adult.
Yeah, but that fucking that clown is iconic for some reason.
Yeah, the clown was amazing. That's why it's so shitty when you find the end of what it came out to be. You're like, really? Really?
I mean, I guess the only thing worse than clowns are spiders.
Well, that's like that Family Guy joke they did on Stephen King where he makes the end boss a lampshade. You know, like, this is the dumbest shit. Like, we have this great story. Let's make the ending boss something retarded.
Wait, is it really? Did anybody read the book? Is it really a spider in the book?
I didn't read the book, but I imagine it probably was a spider.
That would make a lot of sense.
That is Stephen King.
But is anybody here? Nobody here has read it, right?
Right.
No.
What's reading?
I'll wait for him to make the movie.
What do you think, Riff?
I don't know. I tend to think that movies are for faggots, so I avoid them at all costs.
All right, back to you, Flip.
I don't know what to say after that. I am sorry you feel that way, Rev.
I apology think that's accepted. Very hateful.
I mean, it is. It is, you know.
So I guess...
And anime movies are still movies, by the way.
Yeah, they're kind of shit too, though. That's okay.
Nah.
But the article that I had linked, I guess, like, the guy that's directing The Stand, he had written, like, a fucking, like, a three-hour movie, and then the studio was like, oh, well, can you make that, like, extended? And so, yeah, they're going to make, like, four movies. But they're eyeing McConaughey to play the bad guy.
Well, that piques my interest.
So, we'll see. With a fucking $87 million budget, so they should make it decent, I guess.
45 of that is going to McConaughey.
Right.
Deservedly so.
For sure.
Exactly.
Oh, I fucking, on Friday, I think, they had a fucking lightning deal on Amazon for the fucking first season of True Detective on Blu-ray. Had to fucking get that shit, son.
You didn't update chat at all? Wow.
Dog, it was like it fucking... I looked at it at like 1 in the morning.
So?
What an asshole.
Guys, don't be this way. At least one of us got it.
Wow, that's just wrong.
I'll take a picture of the box.
I'm never giving you protein advice again.
Come on, man. Don't be that way, baby. Don't be that way.
You think you're going to be taking creatine or something, and he's going to be telling you to take weight gainers?
Just keep putting protein powder in the fucking coffee, son.
Well, are we, like, tapped already?
All right, thank you for joining today's episode, and we'll see you again next week. Bye.
You're talking about lightning deals. I heard that Tubby ran out and bought a PS4.
What a fucking idiot.
That's right.
You're so smart. Welcome, Tubby. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, new blood? Well, I mean, Rev, you got one too, right?
I mean, he's eating steaks for Thanksgiving. Of course, he's gonna PS3.
My big
question for you is why? Because I heard, and this might not be true, but I heard that Fable's not gonna be on the PlayStation 4.
It's not gonna be anywhere near it. It's like something died for our sins, and now we don't get Fable.
Something died for our sins. Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the Wii U, but
oh god,
I love my Wii U, but yeah. But PS4 is pretty badass so far. I'm on my second day of ownership, so you know, take it with a huge grain of salt. I haven't had any issues with it. It's got great interface. The share option is fucking amazing.
Have you actually done anything with it?
I just looked at it. I just kind of I downloaded some free to play games, like, and that was about it.
Main menu.
Yeah, I played Lords of the Fallen on. I played some Resogun. I guess that's how you pronounce it. That's the only thing I played.
I don't think it's correct, but go ahead.
Yeah, but so far the game's pretty damn good. It's obviously pretty. The graphics look a lot better.
You don't even got Call of Duty.
I got Call of Duty on 360, man. I don't need it on
PS4. Yeah, you do. Call of Duty on PS4 looks like Advent Children. It's even got freaking Cloud and all those
Advent Children was trash
characters.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it looked good,
nice.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the looks of it. I played with my boys.
It wasn't really trash.
Your boys,
my boys.
Your boys.
But no, yeah. I definitely recommend a PS4. It's really fucking sweet.
The menu is very responsive, and it's got a lot of nice free-to-play games. Yeah. Would buy again.
No, I don't mean necessarily right now. I'd maybe wait until March when Bloodborne comes out.
If you like
out.
Playing Call of Duty on your Xbox 360, I definitely recommend PlayStation 4.
Oh, no. You said it for me. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like... As far as exclusives go, right now, PS4 is fucking hurting bad. But it's a great quality machine, though. I really like it. I got it for Bloodborne. Now would be the time I'd be able to get one.
You got it months in advance.
Yeah, well, it's the only time I'd be able to get one.
Yo, what you mean? No exclusives, dog. They got a fucking exclusive DLC for fucking Destiny, my nigga.
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about?
Console War 1.
It's over now.
Bro, Yakuza is better than anything on the fucking Microsoft right now.
Don't you have to import that?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you gotta pay a price.
I'm gonna do it.
That's it. You don't even read the cutscenes anyway, so you just skip them. Doesn't matter if they're not in English or not. Fuck. I know you skipped that shit, so why even?
I ain't that hard up to pretend I'm Japanese. I'm good.
I don't know, son. I know about your little robot carnival. I know about you little closet weeb.
If they had Robot Carnival, they
you may
right
fool
now.
these light skinned mother suckers, but you don't fool me.
But yeah, the PS4 really has like.
Does he mean the three
game.
Of us?
It's got a good matte finish. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, it's like crazy. Like you look at it, like holy shit, this has a lot of potential. What the fuck are you gonna do with it, Sony? Come on.
I mean,
Guilty Gear comes out. Actually, Guilty Gear just came out today in Japan and Hong Kong. And it's coming out on the 60th. Did you play the Guilty Gear demo?
I downloaded it.
Did you play it? That's not what I asked.
No. Did play
Jesus.
It.
Yeah, play it.
I'm playing Lords of Fallen, man.
Okay, but you can spend like 20 minutes to play it. And play through the tutorial, because that game's a lot of fun. I mean, I've dabbled in Guilty Gear, but I'm trying to really get into it with this release. And after playing that, especially the tutorial, You know, I played the arcade.
So we like the
bit.
Tutorial. We got that.
The tutorial. It's a very good tutorial though, because it actually breaks
only
down.
Only play the tutorial.
So the tutorial
honestly,
is
you
be
could,
better.
You
than
could just game. Play. You could only play the tutorial and have a lot of fun. I'm not even joking. There's like 50 some odd steps to the tutorial, and it breaks down.
That
like,
doesn't sound
mechanics.
Fun.
Of,
I know that sounds terrible.
That sounds like it the sounds, worst
no,
thing
well,
ever.
Have you played it? Have you played it?
I think
though?
I'll just play
have,
the
no,
fucking
no.
Master
you haven't
Chief
played
collection.
It, so you don't know what anything. You don't know shit about shit.
Tutorials
worse
are bad.
Than Marvel vs. Capcom 3's like mission mode.
Oh, that mission mode sucks. No, but this shit. I mean, especially for someone like you used to be, and I guess Jugs too, who don't know how to play fighting games, this is going to be a really great
okay.
tutorial
you
for you.
You hear this shit, Jugs? You hear this shit?
Has he ever played Street Fighter ever? I guess
not. No, not
against I do
not.
Know I stomped you in Gundam, though. That's all I know.
I never claimed to be good at that, but I'll bust your ass in Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. No, but really, go play that. Play that when you see you get a chance. Cause it's,
well,
Jugs,
what do you
that's
think
that's
about
the Halo
PS4,
killer,
man?
Okay?
Nothing can kill the Halo.
Actually, 343 Industries. Yeah. 343 Industries doing just
did
fine.
A pretty good job.
It just re-released the fucking Master Chief Collection. Halo will live on.
And it doesn't work.
What?
It's doesn't fairly they can't connect online for months shit. Now, dude.
Dog.
They're still using those listen servers for matchmaking, and nobody can connect the fucking game.
They are fucked.
That was Xbox 360 shit they were doing back when I was pissed at them and quit playing.
Ah, well.
Yeah. So, yeah, 343 is killing Halo just fine.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't worry. Halo 5 is going to be awesome.
Did you see the beta footage?
Yes, I did. It looked atrocious. But it's going to be great. It was terrible. I have faith. It's only a beta. Hey, it's only a beta, okay? It'll change.
Oh, yeah. It's not the final game.
It'll change like they always do.
Yeah. What do you think about the PS4 jug?
It's got a good matte finish.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's dope. I'm mad that it doesn't have HBO Go on it yet, so I can fuck around and catch up on fucking...
I'm glad my Texans don't have some TV
shows. Son, like, that's like the only thing it's missing, because I have my PS3 next to it, and it's like the only thing I'm using that for is to watch HBO Go. But other than that, I mean, I don't know, I play sports games and shit, so I'm cool with playing fucking FIFA and fucking Madden 2K on there. I don't need... anything else right now. I mean, fucking Destiny I hated, so.
Word. You play FIFA?
Yeah, no, I just got into that shit recently, like.
Pro Evolution's better this year.
Nah.
You fucked up. You goofed.
It's not, man. I played the demo.
Yeah, it is.
Nah,
you
man.
Goofed. You done goofed.
Nah, son.
I'm going to check out FIFA then. I ain't played soccer in forever. I love those games.
For get real?
Pro Evolution.
Fuck, don't listen to anything.
It's a lot better this year.
Nah. Get that fucking.
Literally the entire universe has said that Pro Evolution, but Jugs is the one standout.
Is Pro Evolution better?
Jugs is local. I believe local. I buy local.
Smart man, though.
Well, good. Have fun, you know, sucking EA's dick then.
Slurp, slurp.
Support that local cancer. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, man.
Word.
But yeah, nah, PS4 is dope, man. It's still rounding into shape. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. PS3 didn't have the strongest fucking launch. You know what I mean?
And yeah, PS4 followed that.
What are you talking about? PS3 had Haze.
Right. So, fucking... So, I mean, but it's getting better. And a lot of... Obviously, the free-to-play games, all the fucking PS Plus shit. Like, I find something good every fucking cycle. So, every time this shit comes around, I'm getting at least one of them shits.
So let me say that the just Diablo 3 alone on PS4 is worth owning that console, because I have the PC version of Diablo, and it doesn't even run as well as the PS4 version does.
Really?
Like the PS4 version
PS4
is like
is,
the definitive version. The PC version has issues with like micro stuttering, because it loads. First of all, it's on an online always connection, so you have little stutters, little lags. You can't play offline. The PS4 version doesn't dip, doesn't drop. You can play it offline. It performs better than the PC version because of that online always crap. So just, I mean, I got that in that flash sale that Sony did like over Thanksgiving weekend. They had Diablo 3 for like $35, and I double dipped, and it's a great couch co-op game, even single player. Just make sure
you
put on expert. I play with my fucking cat. His name is Debo. Debo is my spiritual advisor. You know?
Yeah, nah, that game is good. I traded it in, though, so I don't know.
I played on 360, so I got a bad taste in my mouth. It was like...
No, it was poo on fucking last gen.
Yeah, I was like, this is not fun at all. What's... Nah. Mustard you wrong this time. If you, wrong, mustard.
Yeah, if you fuck around and get like four people playing that shit, I'm sure it's pretty dope.
Right.
I also don't play it on normal or hard, because it's a freaking joke. You'll steamroll through everything. You gotta start on like expert to get any sort of real challenge.
I'm pretty sure Tubby's not gonna get the game at all, so don't even fucking...
It's okay, I'm telling your three listeners about it. Maybe one of them will get it.
We have five, thank you.
Oh, my bad.
We had five. You killed one.
In this part of the episode, we're down to three, probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, the PS4 has got a good matte finish, and if you like Call of Duty on 360, buy one.
Buy it. Today.
Save us, ZP.
Let's run along now. I figured we could talk about gimmicks in general in movies and in other media if we want to, but how IMAX is like being pushed more and more in the past 5 years or so. Everybody's wanting to pimp out 3D still, even though it hasn't been worth it in the past decade. They've been pushing that.
Yeah, the 3D gimmick I still don't get. Was it good 20 years ago? Why is it good now?
Well, I mean, it's different from 20 years ago. They're doing different things. It's still.
Yeah, in my opinion, they're doing it. And IMAX, I don't remember. I've been to IMAX in like 15 years since I was in junior high. So I don't know what IMAX is even like these days. But
it's amazing. It feels like you're in the movie. Like you're right there.
I seriously doubt that.
Burning.
I just know some of our co-hosts like had big hard-ons for Interstellar being, you have to see it in IMAX.
Hey, just say yo, name, man. Don't
yo,
be scared.
Yo, son. Like, don't
name, fucking. I'll protect you.
Nah. Fucking, yo, that shit was dope in IMAX.
Would you have really had like a
I don't know. I can't compare it now. I'm only ever going to see it in IMAX. it better release an IMAX edition.
Well, there's another gimmick that AMC has, the unlimited ticket you can buy for Interstellar and see it as many times as you want. So you can go see it in IMAX, a regular screen.
What's a regular screen?
Like the ones like normal people like me see it on.
That's at the dollar people. Cinema.
That shit's like $35.
Nah, you know, that's like the first movie I've seen in IMAX, I think, ever.
So, yeah.
I saw Nolan's last movie, Inception. Well, his last movie that wasn't fucking Batman. On a real IMAX at a zoo.
I feel some hatred for Batman. I don't appreciate it.
I mean, you have to go to like a zoo or a science museum to see a real IMAX screen, the fucking huge ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw the second Batman, The Dark Knight, mm-hmm. on a supposed IMAX. That was still when they were still kind of getting pushed more out there. And it was a theater with a slightly bigger screen, just fucking around, saying, hey, IMAX, we got the branding.
Maybe it's because you went to the zoo.
The zoo has the legit one.
Yeah, I saw The Dark Knight, like a legit IMAX, and that shit was fucking amazing.
It just doesn't seem that important to me.
Oh, it still wasn't that important, but it was still badass.
No, like, it was, I don't know, it was a dope alternative, and it was dope for Interstellar. I can't forget.
I would like ZP to preface his tone when mentioning Batman that he's a Marvel fanboy from now on.
I mean...
I heard you, ZP. I heard what you were inferring.
Well, the latest Batman was kind of
It was not good.
It was all right. It was fine. It was not great.
It was there. It was the story of Bane's accent.
Do I need to write my resignation
Batman,
email right
Batman
now?
Begins wasn't very good. The Dark Knight was good.
Yeah, Batman Begins was pretty terrible. I go back and
I'm going to have to disagree vehemently.
I would
with
disagree with that as well.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that, but it doesn't make it right.
Yeah. It was only bad because Dark Knight like raised that bar so fucking high.
I agree.
But yeah, that fucking... I was looking at the unlimited ticket because I was like, what the fuck is that? And yeah, it's like $35.
For one movie, right?
Yeah, $35.
That sounds fucking stupid.
Well, if you're going to be like shelling out extra cash for the IMAX anyway, may as well like go full right. retard. And...
Yeah.
So you bought the $35 ticket, now you're justifying it?
No, I paid matinee prices to see it on a Saturday morning.
Fuck Saturday cartoons, I'm going Interstellar.
But I mean, what... Would you really go see that movie more than one time?
I mean, I'm gonna buy it, so I don't know. I assume I will.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it when it launches. But Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably wait on a when cellular it launches, to buy huh? it.
Would you see it more than twice, though? Or would you be like, two times is enough?
I mean, I'd probably watch it, like, you know, quarterly or some shit.
Dang.
Would you pay $35 to see it, like, fucking six times in a row?
I don't know. Like, I watched Dark Knight six times in the theaters, but mostly Dang. Because I was trying to, I think Jesus. We were trying to beat Titanic. For like the fucking
God.
The record. Son, I was an idiot. But I'm just saying, I've done it once.
I saw Dark Knight three times, so you know I'm halfway there.
There you go.
I feel you.
There you go. I saw Avengers like twice or three times. But
I saw Crystal Skull three times in the theater because
you're worse than anybody.
Wow. Why do you have like any say?
They were all matinee prices.
I don't care what they
were. It
doesn't
matter. It was still
it could have been 50-cent ticket day.
I thought here's my chance to see Indiana Jones on the big screen. I got to go take advantage of this.
But what happened after the first time? Did you go retarded or get amnesia and forget the?
You were excited to see that crystal skull.
Wow. I got to see that fridge
scene. Fanboy took over
one more time.
Maybe it'll get less terrible the next time I see it. Ah, oh, fuck, nope.
It's just old men being old.
But he has a bullwhip.
Yeah, no. That's terrible. God damn, ZB, I thought your Fable thing
can
was
we...
bad. What the fuck?
I did see it a fourth time.
No.
Oh,
what?
When, like, a couple years later, for the big Blu-ray release, AMC was doing a thing where they ran all four movies.
And you stayed for the last one?
I was like one of the my group of people was one of the maybe 30 who stayed for all four.
Did you get a prize at the end?
I was about to say, did you get a medal or something?
Did they give you a fucking four pack of the fucking DVDs?
I feel like I gotta go into hell right now and save Sam. What the fuck is he?
has anyone else ever done that for any of those marathons they do? Or
I haven't.
They'll play everything in a series.
I have not. I think I did.
I just don't remember when or why. It must have been so long ago, like maybe high school or something.
Yeah, so no, ZP, just you.
just me.
Only one.
I did it too.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right. I mean, three out of four ain't bad. But staying for the fourth was a mistake.
And that's the fourth time you paid to see it in the theater.
They should have paid you. At that
why
point.
Would I leave at that point?
Why would you leave at that point?
You get that max value.
You could like nail your dick to a board for 2 hours and have better that better experience.
I don't agree with that, but
what
I mean, at least you learned something with the nailing your dick to a board. Hey, I'm not gonna do this again. Apparently, you don't learn for four times from Indiana Jones.
Well, I'd be afraid. What if I decided to try it again with the dick?
Come on, man.
I don't know what to say now.
What is happening?
What was the...
ZP was supposed to be our conscience.
We didn't know he was going to lead us straight to hell.
He's Sam. What the fuck? He's a demon.
What Supernatural. Was the, ZP, what was the Foo Fighters thing?
The what?
The Foo Fighters thing you were talking about.
Well, it's another... gimmick, and if you've watched it, they have this show on HBO, Sonic Highways, about their new CD.
Okay.
And each episode is them in a different city recording a song for the CD, and it's so gimmicky it like turns me off to the whole thing. They're kind of interviewing people who are from that city.
Okay.
And then by the end of the show, they have a song that they play and have a music video for it with the lyrics going across, and it. The lyrics are just things directly lifted from his interviews. So that's what the entire CD is. And maybe every Foo Fighters album up to this point has been the same, where he just takes
right,
shit
he's
and he's
revealed the secret now.
Yeah, and it's really painful to watch.
It's painful to hear about.
I
know.
You.
Why are you killing everything I love tonight?
I was about to say, like, I like the Foo Fighters, but now.
I do too, but then you
I'm not watching
this
shit.
Show.
I didn't ask to look into this void.
Thank God there's no HBO Go on PS4.
It's Dave Grohl interviewing people that at the end thinks he took directly from the interviews, and he always has a random phantom guitarist show up from somebody, a local band, to play with the band.
And but random people are retarded. Why would he write their lyrics?
Well, it's not. It's like the guitarist from Cheap Trick. Or...
No, I'm talking about the people, the lyrics that he uses for the interviews. People are retarded. Why would you use random
people? Well, again, they're local musicians.
No, they're musicians. And stuff. I get it. So it's like if they're in...
But when you're picking out half the lyrics of the song or shit he just fucking interviewed a guy about and took directly from him, it's kind of painful.
He's a succubus. Painful.
All right.
Dave Grohl's a big word. Succubus.
That's a big word.
So it'll be like that, basically. We'll just like interview him, and then they just start singing shit.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly it.
Oh man, that's terrible. That makes me sad. Because fucking like early Foo Fighters shit was so fucking good.
And... It's not even cohesive because it's several different people these interviews throughout the show, and there's several different just lines, phrases, and themes that are just mashed into a fucking song.
Wow.
And if you haven't watched it, you won't pick up on it, but if you watch it, it just is in your face, blatant, and pretty dumb.
Sounds bad.
Wow. You're like the worst prophet ever. Don't bring me these truths anymore.
I'm not going to do it.
How do you think I feel? Dave Grohl's from Virginia. That's terrible.
Let's talk about the ultimate gimmick, though. The wee waggle.
I agree.
What is that?
I agree. Let's talk about the ultimate gimmick, and that is Nintendo.
I'm not gonna go that far, but that Wii Waggle shit.
What? You're gonna have to tell me what that. Yeah. What is that?
Did y'all never have a Wii?
Well, do
y'all
you
live in a cave?
System?
Yeah, the system, the Wii.
I had
some Wiis.
I had one.
Well, you know, like, let's say, did you ever play Super Mario Galaxy?
Mm-mm. I think the only thing I played on there was like Smash Brothers Brawl or some shit.
Right. And so like Wii Sports. Controller. Yeah. Casual. You know, Wii Sports was a great use of the controller, but that was the only one ever.
Oh.
And then, you play Super Mario Galaxy, you're like, oh, cool, a fucking awesome Mario game in space. I want to play this. And then you got to flick your wrist every time you want to do some dumb shit.
Every single time. Didn't seem bad to me.
So
it
you
was,
mean...
It was in Zelda. When it came to Zelda is where it got... to be ridiculous for me.
Well, I didn't play 3D Zelda, so I would.
Twilight Princess?
Actually, you know what? I did play Twilight Princess. I played Twilight Princess. I hated it. Yeah.
They don't exist after Wind Waker to me.
They don't exist after Link to the Past to me, so.
See, well, Link's Awakening came after Link to the Past, though, so.
Yeah, so I'm right.
So what was the waggle?
I guess he's talking about the motion controller.
Yeah, if you hold the little Wiimote in your hand, like, instead of, you know, you move around your character with a little nunchuck, a little stick, like, say, a 360 analog stick.
Right.
But to actually do, like, moves, like, attack moves, you had to flick your wrist as flick the Wiimote to attack people. It was fucking retarded.
Yes, well, but here's the thing, though. Okay, that's an innovative experience that you can't find on any other system. Okay? Mm-hmm. Shigeru Miyamoto was right.
As great as 3D World is on the Wii U, you still have to bring that fucking tablet up and blow on it every once in a while for some godforsaken reason.
Yeah, I will say that's... But it's like, what, 3 levels max, maybe?
That sounds like 3 levels too many.
There's, no, I'm talking about, there's 3 different levels that you have to use it on, I remember.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's 3 levels too many. That sounds retarded as hell. You shouldn't use it at all.
Yeah, but it's still kind of stupid to make you blow in that shit. Like, the DS fucking had that blow shit, too. But it's negligible compared to using the whole fucking game of Waggle, in my opinion.
See, but you called that the ultimate gimmick. You've obviously never played a Kinect game.
I have played a Kinect game.
Even worse than Kinect. Did any of you guys get the Vision camera for the 360?
No, sir.
Yes, I did.
Came packed in with that fucking totem ball.
Yeah,
oh, God,
you could paint your face on your Rainbow Six Vegas characters with that camera.
Oh, God.
So you could, like,
Totem
take a picture
ball.
Of your dick, and then
but,
dick
but
would Totem be your face.
Ball, Totem Ball was an actual game, and that is
oh, that
the
was
worst
a game.
Ever.
I thought it was, like, a peripheral.
Yeah. You had to, like, hold your arms up and kind of tilt yourself.
This is
and
sounding
it was way
exciting.
Worse than Kinect. It was, like, it was the future. It was, like, what they were pushing towards with Kinect,
mm-hmm.
only worse somehow.
Oh.
But that's what made me hate the Wii, though. The Wii is, like, the genesis of all that bullshit. If the Wii hadn't been so successful by fucking nursing home faggots buying that shit.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't have had the fucking, you know, Kinect and what the iToy. Well, the iToy been around forever, though, with PS2 and shit, but still, the Kinect was,
I would love to have a Wiimote when playing fucking Fable Journey with Kinect, because you can't aim worth shit.
I heard supposedly the Wiimote makes Resident Evil 4 better, but I seriously doubt those claims.
Makes Resident Evil 4 better, huh?
Yeah. You gotta see how many Wii people defend Resident Evil 4 on the Wii. Like, it makes the Wiimote makes it perfect. It's better. I'm like,
yeah, they do.
No. Nothing can make that game better.
Exactly.
Like, I think a dog could make that game better. If you had a pet dog.
Oh, God. Dogs. ZP and the dogs. I hope a hellhound visits you, ZP.
I don't understand this dog fascination. This must be before my time.
2 is his favorite game.
Oh.
It's not my favorite game.
But... What's your favorite game? Oh, yeah, Link's Awakening. I forgot.
Or Mario RPG. I thought you knew me. I thought we were soulmates.
Mario RPG was great, though.
I brought
though.
You back. You changed. You know, things happen.
I don't... all right.
Are you getting jealous right now? It sounds like you're getting jealous. You light-skinned Mongolian?
Flip, you never watched Supernatural?
Nah, man.
That's like the response to, Flip, you never stuck dick? Nah, man. That's like the same type of tone.
Nah, man.
Yo, Flip, you ever kiss a dude? Nah, man.
You do what you do, but nah, man, not me.
But no.
I promise you, you can watch Supernatural and be straight. I swear to God.
I just have not been interested in watching it.
Well, I'll go ahead and say that I thought it was going to be terrible. Did you turn me on to that, ZP, or did I turn you on to it? I forget how that went about.
When you say turned on.
I think I got you in that shit.
Yeah, I don't remember how that went about.
I turned you on.
Yeah. See, it's not gay, Flip. I'm telling you.
I go to my parents' house, and I'd see my brothers watching, and I used to give them all kinds of shit because it was a CW, WB, right. Looked like fucking one of those model shows and shit. And then I actually watched it on Netflix. And I'm a bigger fan than they are.
Yeah. Right? It's
hypocrite.
Like, it may be one of those other things where, like, you're like, wow, this should, like Barbie, like, this should be terrible, but it's not, so it's really good.
I mean, whatever you have to tell yourselves, I don't know.
So, Supernatural and Barbie
not gonna agree
are in
with
the
that,
same
though.
Class? All
right. No, no. Supernatural's way above Barbie.
I don't know if I believe you.
Supernatural would burn Barbie's house down.
Oh, no.
Accused salt and burn being... the bones.
Yeah. They'd use rock salt shotguns off.
All right.
Rock, salt, shotguns. I'm just going to file that one in the memory bank.
Is that what you use for deer?
It only works on evil spirits, duh.
Oh.
Need to get some goofer dust.
Yeah, what's the goofer dust?
The goofer dust.
That shit was tripping me out last week. I was like, wow, goofer dust.
Anybody listening is like, what the fuck?
We're down to
who's
one
listening.
Tumblr just kicked in with Supernatural and our view shot up like crazy.
That would be crazy if we got some Supernatural hype from this fucking shit.
Oh man. But yeah, seriously, like Supernatural is like
I'll probably tell me sell me on it right now. What is it about?
Look, here, I think we can all agree that Nintendo's shit.
Watch Supernatural past the third episode and you will love it.
You mean start from episode 4?
No, watch the first two because you'll actually agree that okay, this is some douche bro shit. But then by the third episode it clicks like okay, they left that angle completely behind and became a good show.
Are there any black people in Supernatural?
Lots. They all die.
They all die. I was waiting for that one.
I think they killed off all the black people like 4 seasons ago.
Well, guess I'll have to miss out.
Well, you're not really black, though. You're really black.
Come on, dude.
I'm telling you, man, you look like some kind of northern Chinese peasant.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'm not wrong.
You're the wrongest.
It's like you got Kaiser's joke book tonight.
I'm sorry, Flip. I'm sorry.
I don't. I mean, I can't help it. I think what he's really trying to say is I'm amazingly unique in my appearance.
Well, no, because there's like 10 billion people that look like you in northern China.
From all the times that Rev has been to northern China.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to be to North China to look at it. Just go Google image North China.
You've never done that.
I've done it. I just did it right now. What's good?
Oh, goodness.
The Stonewall Jackson 5.
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 Hey, I heard that we have some listener questions.
Fuck listeners. Oh, what listeners?
Shit.
All right.
So that's it. The end. We have them.
Is anybody else opening the dock, or should I just?
I thought you were gonna just spearhead it.
Okay. Well then, Flip. What is your favorite animal?
Sent from Cory Booker in the third grade.
This is important, Flip. What is your favorite animal?
What? I don't know.
All right, next question.
Pick one.
Can I come back tomorrow and answer?
You gotta think about it.
Does this question make you uncomfortable, Flip? Do you not like animals?
There's so many. I'm just trying to think.
Wolf.
I don't want to just say fucking black people.
Wolf.
Tubby, you said wolf. Wolf. Well, if that animal raped you, would you enjoy it?
Yep. Wolf babies.
Oh, yes. Tubby taking the bullet for the president. Appreciate you.
Even the president's darker than
you. So Tubby is a fan of rape. That's going to help with our Tumblr crowd.
We do this.
Rev wants to be black.
I'm okay. I like my awkwardly white and or Spanish composition.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. These people guessing.
Right, Kaiser, do you have a favorite animal?
I'll go manatee. I'll go sea cow.
Do you have a favorite musician?
Do I have a favorite musician? I got a few favorite musicians.
Just pick one.
Well, pick one, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. You just asked guys the wrong
Everyone's just an indecisive little bastard today, huh? Jesus Christ.
Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, if a manatee attacked Fleetwood Mac, would it still be your favorite animal?
Yes.
If a manatee wasn't my what? Wolf was my favorite animal.
No, he's asking Kaiser now.
I'm going to Kaiser. It's not all about you.
Your time is over. Like, all the questions are for me.
It's not the Stonewall Tubby 5, you son of a bitch.
Sorry, I read it wrong.
So would you still love manatees if they attacked Fleetwood Mac, Kaiser?
Yes, I would.
But I'm the one that answered Fleetwood Mac, so I thought
no one cares.
That's because Kaiser was like diddling himself. He couldn't think of a musician.
Stop butting in.
I like butts.
That's definitely sent from somebody overseas, though. I will say that. Because they spelled fucking favorite with a U.
Could be from Canada, nerd.
All right, while we all know that SD Gundam is the only Gundam Anamu worth a fuck, how come Gundam Zeta was so fucking boring? A new translation was better, in my opinion.
Fuck Gundam, I don't know.
I
agree.
I guess the question is, how come Gundam Zeta was so fucking boring?
I think it's because, I don't know. It's a question.
I want to tell
you. Did you ask this question and then ask to be on a show?
I mean, it's possible.
Who the fuck else watches Gundam?
Juggernaut, Milk Jugs over here does. I mean, he's from North China.
But only Gundam Wing, right, Jug? That's the only good one.
Well, that's the one with the longest hair.
No, that's not true.
Shut up, bitch.
That ain't true at all, bro. What's that dude? What's that nerd's name in Gundam X? That dude's got a ponytail.
I don't fucking know. How many ponytails are in Gundam Wing?
Yeah, but this dude's got like
There's
a ponytail.
In Gundam Wing, because that's the only Gundam I've seen an episode of.
What's that dude? I don't remember his name, but he's got that long ass ponytail. That's ridiculous. He needs to cut that shit. Looks like a little girl.
He doesn't exist.
Bro, I'm telling you, he does.
I love how the next question is specifically for Kaiser.
I didn't know about that. So I guess that means I don't use it now that I do.
Oh, you didn't know it either.
Well, I guess that means Tubby's got to answer it. Tubby.
How the fuck have you guys survived not knowing about home slash end and page up slash page down?
Yeah, you fucking noobs.
Sorry, I fucking scroll shit with the mouse.
What's this button on my keyboard?
Yeah, but the scroll wheel is so like convenient. I don't understand why you have to reach up to hit a button.
So you've never had a laptop with a nipple in it?
No.
You talking about like the one right in the middle of the keyboard? I did when I was like
the one
briefly
that looks like
college,
an eraser.
But I know you didn't scroll with that.
Well, I did. I'd move it over to the scroll bar and click and pull down.
And then you're like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to get a mouse for my laptop and not be a fucking faggot.
Actually,
fuck
no.
This in at home.
I enjoyed being a fucking faggot with my nub.
What?
He's talking about how you play with nibbles in college. Pay attention.
That was the last time.
Yes, hey, if you were deprived of all of your senses but touch and hearing, what sound would you yank it to?
Wow.
So do we have any questions not by Fly By Night?
Let's see. What would I wank it to if I could only hear? Midget chatter.
How would you know they're midgets?
Right.
They have a very distinct voice.
You can tell.
I like to believe that suicide girl midget sounds like a normal human being.
Nope.
No?
She got midget voice.
Ah, you're ruining it. She has a normal human face.
That's it. Nope.
Nope, she sounds like a midget. Yeah, yep. Welcome to our world now, fucking ZP. Fucking shut up.
You might want to home in out this question.
So Tubby would beat off to midgets talking. Kaiser, what would you beat off to?
Fleetwood Mac.
That's a good choice.
Stevie Nicks.
Flip, do you have something you would like to masturbate to for us?
The sound of my whole voice, baby.
That's not the same question you asked everybody else. Supernatural.
That's a good choice, too.
That's a good one.
That's a good choice. Rev?
We waggle.
Wow.
I would beat off to public access exercise shows.
It's pretty well thought out.
You know, that question makes me feel terribly, terribly sad for people with all senses but hearing.
Why are they listening to this show if they can't hear you, fuck?
Oh, man, that just, wow.
When did you become a social justice crusader? Used to be. When did that change occur?
I've been one for the special. That's the serious. That's
why? Because you got a daughter with special needs. Come that's on. A little fucking self interested, dude.
Oh my god!
How about you think beyond your own needs?
To the daughter.
This obsession is a little disturbing.
I love Lily. A little too much.
Obviously.
Yo, why did your fucking voice drop a register when you said that?
Did you hear that?
I think you know why.
Put that rape bass in.
Duh, man.
Here comes the rape bass.
This is
about that bass. About that.
This whole segment is
that baby bass.
God damn, that's terrible.
I'm not wrong.
You're terribly wrong.
So, guys, what is the worst game you've ever played through to completion?
Dark Souls.
Oh man.
Fable 2.
I was about to say Fable 1.
Fable 2, that's not a bad game.
Final Fantasy Tactics is mine.
Nah,
Fable 2, man. That's probably, off top of my head, the worst game I think of I finished.
Fable 2, really?
Yeah, that was terrible, bro.
You've never played Fable 3, then?
No, I... After Fable 2, I ain't Indiana Jones going back for the fourth viewing.
Indigo Prophecy, probably the worst one.
Ooh.
Really? I thought it was okay.
What was yours, Jug?
I said Fable 1, but I made that up. I'm trying to think right now. I don't know.
ZP, what was yours?
I'm trying to think as well. Unfortunately, I did not read these questions ahead of time.
Me either. I just do Fable 2 off the top of my head.
You knew it was going to be a Fable bash.
Like most games, I stop playing if they're completely.
Yeah, I'm about to say I don't finish fucking bad games.
Yeah.
Like I could say Onichanbara, but I didn't finish that because it was too shitty.
Right. That's one thing. I finished Fable 2, and I don't know why I ever finished it.
Because you love your dog.
I think I tried to kill that dog a few times. It was annoying.
You wanted
That's
to punish yourself.
Very good.
Oh, fucking Yakuza.
Oh shit.
I accept that answer.
Thank you.
We all know you're lying.
Nobody knows that.
We all know it. Who are you fooling right now? Raise the hands.
Show of hands.
Raise the hands.
Hey guys, do any of you think ZP will get over his
achievement? Stop. Did we ask Rev?
Yeah, he said
it's Final Fantasy Tactics.
He's full of shit.
Not even a contest.
Yeah, he said that.
If you know Rev, you know what's
there's an ongoing theme of Flip not listening to the guests. I like that.
I tuned it up tonight.
Don't worry, he'll listen to it later.
He
know I call him a little Mongolian. He heard that.
I'm gonna miss the same parts every time I listen to it.
Even when he's re-listening to it, he's like, "Wait, what the fuck happened?
Is that Rev talking? Shit."
Look, you can be light skinned. It's not a crime. You're still a human being. I mean, you're just really a weird shade. That's all.
Is this dude's fascination with your daughter and my complexion is just bad.
If I could combine the two, I'd marry it. A little light skinned Lily.
You've got to fucking die.
This is what happens when you guys stop me from moving on to the next question.
Flip, read the tipping point.
Oh my god. This fucking dude.
You would have stick your pee pee in my genetics? You gotta die.
So, hey guys, do any of you think ZP will get over his Fable achievement addiction / finish it before another Fable game comes out?
You finished it, right?
Wait, are these all anonymous questions or are people?
Yeah. These are all from that Google Doc that Venom set up.
Oh, but he didn't put who asked them? Okay.
No, yeah, there's no fucking names. They were.
Oh. No. Is the answer to that question.
The addiction, no, but you finished the Fable 3 achievements, right?
I got all the ones for Fable 3, but now, I haven't played it in about a week, but I started in on Fable The Journey. I borrowed my brother's Kinect.
And I'm
playing that.
Wow,
terrible. I would love to have a Wiimote, because the aiming sucks with this fucking Kinect. So yes, hopefully I'll get those achievements and have it all done before Fable Legends comes out on the Xbox One, and I make that purchase.
How could we go so wrong, Sam? What the hell do they do to you down there?
You gotta bring them back.
What the fuck?
There's no safe house to lock me in. It ain't happening. I got my demon blood addiction.
Did they remove your possession tattoo, Sam? What the goddamn hell did they do to you down there?
According to the lore. Oh, fuck. Speaking of Tubby's Dean Winchester impression.
Fuck, how did I get mixed up with this shit?
Can we hear your Christopher Walken impressions?
I've been looking at that thinking, maybe I can do it, but I'm thinking, no. I can't do it.
I haven't heard Christopher Walken talk in such a long time.
Yeah, I'm thinking anytime I try to do Christopher Walken, it sounds like Al Pacino.
That's very far off.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I'm not even going to try.
I'm gonna go watch The Deer Hunter and then come back.
Right. It's hard to do impressions like on the spot like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure wherever you are, anonymous douchebag.
I love you.
Can we hear one of your Christopher Walken impressions?
You sound like
that freaking sounded kind of Jewish.
Jewish loser, dude. You sound like
Surprise.
A Jewish loser.
Surprise.
I mean, that is pretty walkin-y, though.
You would pay George Lucas four times for fucking Indiana Jones.
Hey, that was for Harrison and Harrison only.
Bullshit. It was for Lucas and Spielberg Jewry.
You know, Jews are good people, though.
Awesome. Jews made this movie, eh? They're getting the money.
You sound like a freaking that little Italian guy that bothers me at work.
That was terrible.
Oh, man.
That's so why bad. I'm not doing the Christmas walk.
Do it. You gotta do it, Tubby. Do it.
No! I'm not doing it. I'm gonna be fucking Al Pacino and Barry gonna be fucking fused. It's gonna be like,
well, then do your Al Pacino impression, motherfucker.
Nah, I don't,
no, I'm not doing that.
Don't do it. Just do your Arnold impression again.
Die!
Or do your McConaughey again.
No. I can't even do McConaughey right now.
Son, when he said time is a flat circle on the other episode, I was like,
fucking
dog.
Killed it. You see, when you do walking, you gotta make sure that you pause a lot. That's all I got.
Next question.
Let's just move on and pretend that never happened.
All right. We will do that.
I'm gonna work on it all week.
Here's another question that Rev wrote. Why can't Squeenix make a good FF game? It is like the series died at FF9. Thoughts?
I would like to skip this question.
I definitely didn't write that because Final Fantasy IX is not that great. But
nobody agrees with you in the world.
No, I actually want to hear, Rev, on this. What would you say why Final Fantasy can't make a good game?
I mean, they're all pretty good.
Okay.
They ain't fucking with Fable.
I mean, you got a point there.
I would honestly play Final Fantasy over Fable.
I think most people would.
Well, yeah, that's like picking, that's like either fucking a midget or your daughter.
Come on, son.
We all know which one's going to win that one. Uncle
Jug gets more touched than me. Just like Tubby, I know.
No, because I like, you're better than me,
well,
man.
See, that one makes sense because Tubby would pick Final Fantasy and here Rev would pick Fable. For the correlations between those two.
This is so bad.
Was that your walking impression?
Nah.
So, fellas, if you had a choice between listening to Blasto tell you how awesome he is at Call of Duty, listening to him tell you how awesome Ghost is, or going deaf, which would you choose?
Deaf every fucking time.
He's only awesome if he's playing with John.
Oh, shit.
Make sure you let me hear Jesus
say that.
Blasto, I would listen to you tell me how awesome Ghost is because I feel for you, man.
As a purveyor of shitty games, I sympathize.
It's like I heard Jesus say, go deaf. That's the only good with John.
Who would be more likely to win an arm wrestling match, Tubby or a grizzly bear?
I'm biased. I can't answer.
Well, a grizzly bear or like a grizzly bear as in a homosexual?
Oh, that, you know, somebody should have updated that because I win against the homosexuals. But
I don't know about that. I think Gayrilla would fucking knock you on your ass.
We're not talking about rape. We're talking about like a sanctioned arm wrestling match.
Yeah, he would still knock you on your ass.
I think it depends if the bear has seen the movie Over the Top.
Right? No, fuck it. If it's a real grizzly bear.
Or Pulling John.
That'd be the gay bear, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, fucking.
Tubby would fucking lose. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't fucking with a grizzly.
If Tubby merged with a grizzly bear, would ZP be able to stop Tubby by wrapping his legs around him?
We fucking morph.
I don't know if ZP could survive against the hybrid.
Yo, if we morph, Earth is fucked.
I don't think Tubby would want to have me stop wrapping my legs around him.
Yeah, for real. I'm all about eating that Sam dick.
Oh.
That's for you, Jugs. That's for you, Jugs.
It's a part of nature, all right? Don't be such a homophobe.
I don't have any homophobic fucking feelings.
Not even a little.
That's saying there's that tone again. So big,
I was trying to fucking be very careful with my words here. But it's true.
Oh, God.
So, can anything kill the Grimace?
Nothing can kill the Grimace.
I'm gonna say yes, cause I don't know what the fuck Grimace is.
How many questions are there? I feel like I'm taking a fucking test.
Oh, there's more, baby. There's
I think McDonald's killed the Grimace. I haven't seen him in a commercial in a long time.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Marketing budget killed him.
Yep.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I think Pharrell killed him with "I'm loving it."
JT.
All right, but yes, that was the Clerks thing that Kaiser. Yeah. Ass or titties? Why? Can't say both or neither, or you like men.
Ass. All day, every day. You can implant some titties, but you get a fake ass and it sucks.
Not all the time, it doesn't, from what I've seen.
No, from what you've seen, but have you felt?
Nah. I like black women. I don't have to fucking worry about fake asses.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen that, the fake asses. They look okay, but they look like they'd be hard as fuck to put a dick in. Like, you're pulling the sword from the stone type shit.
I mean, well, you're not fucking the cheek.
know. Sounds like you're doing it wrong.
But no, I've fucked with fake titties before, and they look good, but they're terrible to feel. But I couldn't imagine a fake ass. Why? No, ever.
Well, I wouldn't want fake either. But yeah, I think asses are,
I don't have to.
Smaller chests are fine. Like,
depending. Yeah, they're great.
They look good. Yeah.
I want giant cow versions of both, personally.
I would go with ass because titties take longer to grow.
Oh, God damn. God, wow.
All right.
God, wow.
Hey, Flip, have you ever snowballed your partner or ex?
Is that really? Wow.
No.
He's Googling snowballs right now.
No.
I play with snowballs all the time. I don't get this question.
Are you talking about the hostess ones? Or?
I played with snowballs growing up as a kid.
Son, that question was really directed at me. What the fuck?
No, that was ZP's jewelry.
I was
playing off of the audience here, and I felt it. I felt it.
They want to know specifically, Flip, you ever snowballed, baby?
Next question.
I think everybody's going to say no. Even if they did, they wouldn't say no.
I mean, I think you have to by default if you fucking get your shit swallowed and then, you know.
Well, if
and then what? No, I don't know. Then
snowball.
What? Then what happens?
I mean, what?
What happens?
Colgate's not going to fucking erase it.
I don't know, man. I make them brush teeth or I kiss them after that.
Nah, you're not doing that every time, son. You're married.
I've never kissed. I'm telling you, man.
I don't believe.
We
I'm
learned
not
it today,
believer.
Flip.
Son, this sounds like bullshit.
I've done it. Tubby must have done it. Please tell me you did it.
I didn't say I did it. But if I did.
I love you, Flip. Oh, God.
If I had to choose between yes and no.
Oh.
So, yeah, what's the next question?
It says, so ZP, was it actually a sword? I'm guessing this is a reference to a Fable weapon.
You know it is.
Yeah, I just don't know which one. The last two I got was, one was a hammer, one was a gun, so there's your answer. No, there was no sword for the last two.
That's why Fable's terrible.
Well, there's plenty of swords, Tubby. I could go into, like, detail for you.
Please don't. Please, for the love of God, don't.
I think you should.
Oh.
Just for
time. I won't, because this is my special thing, Fable. I don't want to lessen
it,
cheapen it with you, common people.
I have a special Fable whore. Okay, I don't even want to know what he fucking does on the 1-900 number. I want you to bark, bitch. Bark.
Call me Jack of Blades.
You eat like this.
I'm gonna push A to fart at you and you're gonna bark like a dog.
See, that's the one thing. I'm not a big fan of that toilet humor, so that's where Fable disappoints me.
You still do it.
That's where it draws the line. That one.
You do on command farts.
Oh my god.
All right. Next question is, no anime or enough? I don't get it. Only movie faggotry, no JoJo. How do I remove a thumbwort with only a pen?
That's definitely fly.
That's not Venom?
Next question.
How do you remove a thumbwort with only a pen? You don't.
Well, when I was a kid, I had a wart on my knee.
Oh, boy.
And they froze it off, and then it grew back. And then I fell off my bike, and it got ground off in, like, a terrible bike mishap on the street. And it grew back. But yeah, when I actually dug it out with like a knife, then it didn't come back. So get a knife, pussy.
Yeah, so the answer is use the pen to draw a circle around your target and knife it.
You gotta dig out that root.
The root.
You do.
Get the root.
It's gonna keep coming back.
The root. You mean root, sir? The root.
Nah, rut is way better. I'm just going to pronounce it like that from now on.
Are you going to correct the way I talk?
He's like, yo, I love that fucking Guardians of the Galaxy with Groot.
His name's Groot.
I like Groot.
Gotta have that G, baby.
I don't think that's very nice of you to make fun of the way I talk.
Yeah, especially considering your daughter can't even form a sentence, you jerk.
Please, sir. Please.
Her and her speech impediment over there.
It's been like 2 years since I heard her. She could out-talk you any day.
Yeah, uh-huh, I bet.
I bet. Yeah, I ain't getting you on a private Skype call. I know what you're leading at.
I mean, you gotta put your where your mouth is, bro.
I see where you're leading at. I see the setup. I ain't
There's only one way to prove it.
All right. That is the last of those questions. Tubby had some more if he wants to use them.
Oh, yes. Of course we do. Hold on.
No, we don't.
Are these the Blasto specials?
Yeah, the Blasto special. What? That sounds like a woman. Who is that? Did we secretly get a female on the show? All right. Here we go. Liam Neeson or Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee.
Okay. Tommy Lee like 10 years ago, yeah.
Tommy Lee is still doing like, what are we, wait. What do you mean? What are we picking him for?
Basically, if you had to pick one for any reason.
Okay. The fuck?
Tommy Lee.
Okay. And Kaiser?
Liam Neeson is still the dude from Taken in every movie now.
And Tommy Lee Jones is still Tommy Lee Jones in every movie, so I'll go Liam.
Super old, crusty savage.
ZP?
I would go Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Rev?
Like I said, like a decade ago.
I don't know who these people are. I only know Japanese actors.
Name one.
I'm gonna go Tommy Lee as well, but it's a very hard choice between those two, but definitely Tommy Lee. All right.
Toshiro Mifune, motherfucker.
This one.
You made that up.
That ain't easy for me. Bill Murray or William H. Macy? I'm going to go say Murray.
Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
It's got to be unanimous.
I'll say Murray.
Kaiser, don't fuck it up.
Fuck you.
He's going to say Macy. So.
But Fargo.
Magnolia, but whatever.
Magnolia. What a fucker.
Come on, Kaiser. What one is it?
I thought he picked
already. I said Murray. You fucking Murray? Fucking pulling a flip right now? Fuck you.
Rev, what do you say?
I don't know. I told you. I only know Japanese actors.
All right.
Ken Watanabe.
This is specifically for me. Samuel Jackson, Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford.
I saw Crystal Skull 4 times in the theater.
I wonder which one ZP's going to pick.
Harrison
Jackson,
Ford.
Just to fuck it up.
I mean, only one of them was in Pulp Fiction. So,
Jackson.
Yeah, I think I have to go with Sam Jack.
All right. And Kaiser, you the same?
Yeah, I'll go Jackson.
All right. This was another easy one for me, Kevin.
You're not going to ask me?
Rev, which one for you, baby?
I don't know. I only know Japanese actors.
Kevin Smith or Quentin Tarantino? Kevin Smith for me. I just enjoyed his movies more.
Quentin Tarantino by a country mile.
ZP. Tarantino. I've watched Kevin Smith's movies more, but that was like back in high school and shortly after high school, but I haven't liked shit he's done in quite a while. Whereas Tarantino keeps making good movies.
Red State versus Django.
You obviously haven't seen Tusk recently.
No, I haven't seen Tusk.
Yeah.
Like, Mallrats is one of my all-time favorites. Clerks is, but... Yeah, he's, like, stuck in the 90s.
I'm glad your terrible taste has a parallel to Flip. Kaiser?
Oh, man, that's so hard.
He's gonna pick Tarantino, but he's fucking hesitating because you just said that.
I know.
Dude, I'll taste cancer all day. Fuck you. But, I'll go Tarantino.
But
they both use Michael Parks.
They both, yeah, because they know what's up. Exactly. Because Parks is fucking king.
Rev?
I don't know, man.
I don't know who either of those people are.
Gene Hackman or Morgan Freeman? That one's actually kind of tough now, I don't think about it.
Morgan.
Freeman. Yeah, you know what? I picked Hackman, but I think I'll go Freeman.
I can't take Gene Hackman seriously in anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never really cared for much of Morgan Freeman's movies either, so it's kind of hard.
I think that's the point. That one's supposed to be hard. I think I picked Freeman over Hackman, though, because, like you said, Hackman just always seems like he's, like, a Japanese comical actor. Like, all Japanese actors. Overacting.
Yeah, I'll go Freeman.
Have you never seen Toshiro Mifune, dude? The man is a legend.
Completely overacting every scene. That's Gene Hackman, like Japanese actors.
That's kind of hurtful.
Bro, you've never seen Seven Samurai. You don't even know what you're talking about.
He was the silliest bastard in Seven Samurai.
I guess there was no dialogue in that, because then they couldn't overact.
There was lots of dialogue, nerd. It was made like 1958.
Oh, so back before they got retarded, okay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What did you pick, guys?
I'll go Freeman.
Freeman?
Even though Hackman killed him in motherfucking, what is it, Unforgiven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Hackman.
That was probably the only time he was actually believable was in Unforgiven.
Yeah, that was a fucking great movie. All right.
Yeah. Probably because Clint Eastwood made him fucking be believable.
I don't know what the fuck either one of you said.
The French Connection, have you not seen that, Tubby?
It doesn't ring a bell, no.
French Connection, yeah, that's like old
school. Roy Scheider?
Nope.
No worries, it's before my time, too.
Sounds Jewish to me.
Alright, No Country for Old Men or The Big Lebowski? That's easy for me, No Country all day.
I gotta agree.
I'm gonna go with Yo Jimbo.
Damn, dog. I really enjoyed both, but
yeah. I think Cormac is better than the Coen brothers directing, personally, as a writer. So I went No Country.
Wait, what'd you just say? Cormac? Fucking redneck.
Yeah, Cormac McCarthy, who wrote the No Country.
Cormac?
Hey, Cormac? Are you confusing
the
spices? I don't
appreciate you pulling out of my pocket.
Is he a member
don't
of Fleetwood
Mac? Don't
you go
down to the root cellar?
But no, I feel No Country had a better story.
Now, I might have to fuck with No Country, too, because, I mean, your man was killing people with a fucking, I don't know, like a fucking a hydrogen fucking tank or some shit. What the fuck was he?
Yeah.
I've never seen that
love the dude
ever again.
In Big Lebowski, but the supporting characters were, like, my favorites in that. I like
Steve Buscemi, Donnie, John Goodman. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, the acting was great in Big Lebowski, but the whole overall story wasn't as good for me as No Country.
I mean, they were completely different. I don't know. I'd still say New Country I liked a little bit better, but
yeah.
The more I think about it, I'm talking myself out of it, but yeah, still go on No Country.
I know.
Hey, we're stopping now then.
No. Pressing on. Look at Blast coming through with the clutch questions.
Right.
That don't involve animal fucking.
Oral or anal? I'm going to go ahead
Never
and say
mind.
Oral. Every time. Anal's just messy and it's taboo, and after you've done it 100 times, you're like, fuck anal.
Yeah, I'll have to
I bet your ass is really sore too afterwards, isn't it?
Cheap shot. Blow the belt.
Indeed.
Flip.
Oral.
Alright, ZP.
Oral.
Like you would know.
Oh.
Kaiser,
that's,
you wouldn't know either.
That's making me cry.
Fable will make it better.
Kaiser.
It cuts to black. I don't know if you're doing
Kaiser's
annual
the
oral
thing,
front.
Last time he, Kaiser's the last time he's had either.
Wow.
Oh, man. Damn. Fuck you. God, I fucking love and hate you. Preference, I'll go oral, though.
Because they're both dreams, right?
Come on, birthday. Come on, birthday. Christmas miracle. Come on.
That's really sad.
Rev, which one?
I'm going to go with Paizuri.
What?
Paizuri.
What's that? It's a hentai term?
Yeah. It's a tit fucking.
So something else you never had, okay.
Yes.
Why can't you just say American tit fucking?
Because that's not how I speak. That's not how I speak.
Because then Tubby will ask me, and then I get to explain.
That's right, and I get to feel like I'm special, and I know something.
All right. Last question for the night. Even Johnny the Depp or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel
Johnny
Day- Depp for me. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Johnny Depp for me.
Thank you, Flip.
Daniel Day is fucking great character actor, great method actor, but Johnny Depp plays so many different fucking roles. I pick him.
This is the same as the Hackman Freeman question for me, because Depp, you can't take him seriously anymore either. But I've never really cared for many of Daniel Day-Lewis's movies.
Son, I drank your fucking milkshake, son. That's it.
I'm going to say, if you don't respect Butcher Bill, I'm going to disconnect you, ZP.
I mean, did Butcher Bill have a dog?
Why is there silence, ZP? What's going on, ZP?
He had a gun and a sword.
I mean, Lewis became a fucking
I'm about to rock. I'm about to rock salt your ass.
Rock. Rock.
I'm going to rock salt your ass, ZP.
You got my 5 points coming out, ZP. I'm all dead rabbits in here. So, ZP, which one?
I'm about to say, you got to pick one.
I got to pick one. I got away without picking Hackman or Freeman.
Yeah, you snuck by once, Jew.
I'll pick Depp 15 years ago.
All right. So we got two Depp, two Lewis. You're the tiebreaker, Rev.
You see what you pick?
All right, so Lewis wins. I know how this one works, so Lewis wins.
Yes.
All right, that's it for Blasto's questions.
That means that's right. It for all of the questions.
Yeah, so, yeah, all right. Thank you for listening to the Love.com podcast.
All right.
So that was fucking retarded. We're done with the episode now. We're going to have John erase all mentions of Lily.
Have fun with that editing work.
But keep my reactions in.
We love you, John.
You the best, John.
And, well, tune in next time. And hopefully we will, you know, talk about fucking midget animals.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm stopping recording Audacity now.
Fuck the police.
All right, me too then.